USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
White House shakeup. The Homeland Security Secretary and the head of the Secret Service out as President Trump gears up to make border security his top priority as he gears up for re-election in 2020. Kirstjen Nielsen, her last day will be Wednesday. She takes the high road, thanking the president for the opportunity, saying she shares his goal of securing the border.
I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity to serve this country. I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
And the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, this after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property. The 32-year-old appears at a hearing at U.S. District Court in West Palm Beach and will remain in federal custody for another week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A terrorist in Plano, Texas, pleading guilty to planning an ISIS-inspired attack at a mall, Stonebriar Center in the town of Frisco, north of Dallas. He planned to execute his evil on Ramadan so there would be less Muslims, he thought, inside the mall. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The ISIS-inspired from Plano, Texas, who planned to commit an act of terror at a mall in 2018, has been sentenced.
We're here to announce the guilty plea and sentencing of Mateen Azizi Uran, an 18-year-old from Plano who was sentenced to 20 years in prison in state district court. CZ Rand was convicted of solicitation of capital murder, sentenced to 20 years on that charge, as well as terroristic threat, an additional 10-year conviction and sentence, and those sentences will run concurrently.
U.S. Attorney Joe Brown speaking there. The 17-year-old had planned on committing his terror attack on an Islamic holiday, thinking there would be less Muslims at the mall.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New meaning to the term repeat offender. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
It is definitely ripe for filing in a folder marked stupid criminal stories, as a Florida man is facing charges after allegedly burglarizing vehicles in a jail parking lot just seconds after he was released from custody after being in jail on grand theft allegations. That's not actually the suspect, 37-year-old Michael Casey Lewis, but rather an incredible recreation. St. Lucie County authorities rearrested him after he was seen pulling on car doors in the St. Lucie County Jail parking lot and now faces even more charges. He has been released again on bond. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to the economy. For the eighth week in a row, the price of gasoline on the rise. USA Radio's John Clemens with details.
That price is now up 6 cents over figures from last week, with the national average now at $2.75 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states are really feeling the pinch at the pump.
California takes the crown with the nation's priciest average at $3.79 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.47. There are now six states with an average price back over the $3 per gallon mark.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.